Welcome back to the Vacation Home Help Podcast, a show that helps short-term rental hosts and vacation rental owners make more and stress less. I'm your host, John Andrew, and today we're going to quick and dirty build a direct booking website for under $200. Now, this may be an oversimplification, but I just want to walk you through the framework so you understand what it entails in case you're thinking of making your own website, hiring someone to do it, or just contemplating getting direct bookings in the future. This is going to be how you can think about taking those next action steps and saving some money in the process. If you're tired of giving Airbnb or Vrbo a chunk of every reservation, listen up. I'm going to show you how to take control of your bookings, your guests, and your profits, okay? So first step, you need a domain name. Pick something short, easy to remember, and connected to your property. If your place is called Palm Paradise Villa, grab something like palmparadisestay.com or bookpalmparadise.com or get creative with it. These are just names from off the top of my head. And you can get these from GoDaddy, Namecheap, or Google Domains. I think Google Domains is out of business now, or they were acquired. I just use GoDaddy, and you can get these for about $12 to $20 a year. Then get a cheap WordPress hosting plan. You can find good ones for under $5 a month. But if you're getting WordPress business, it's around $300 and some change for the year. And then you connect your domain to your WordPress hosting. It takes maybe 15 minutes to do this, but now you have your digital foundation. Next, you need to show your calendar and availability. If you already use a PMS like OwnerRes, Hostaway Hospitable, grab their iCal widget or Booking Calendar embed and use that. If you don't have a PMS yet, just install a WordPress calendar plugin, something like WordPress Simple Booking Calendar or Motopress Hotel Booking. There's different ones, but they all do the trick if you know how to use them properly. These plug directly into your Airbnb or Vrbo iCalendar link, so your availability always stays in sync. Then add a simple inquire now or request a quote button that emails you directly. It's clean, functional, no fluff, and it works. Now let's make that website bookable. Let's add a booking widget. If you're using a PMS, a property management system or software, copy the booking widget code they give you and paste it right into your site HTML area. That will display your calendar, your pricing, and your rates in real time. You don't need a developer for this. It's copy, paste, and done. Your guests can now view availability and get quotes from you instantly. Next, you're going to add some content. Once your booking engine is ready, let's talk about the content. Use ChatGPT or Gemini to write your website copy. Just tell it, write an SEO-friendly paragraph for a vacation rental in Orlando with a pool and a game room. You'll get clean text you can tweak and drop into your page. Play around with it, get comfortable with it. There's a lot of prompts you can use that I'm happy to share with you if you reach out directly. And that will get the most important copy, descriptions, ad work taken care of on the page. Then you want to get your best listing photos right on the homepage. Because remember, visuals sell stays. Visuals always sell stays. Add a gallery tab with all of your photos so guests can browse through everything. Then make sure we're adding a contact section to do lead capture. Add your contact information front and center, phone, WhatsApp, email. Include a short form that says, join our VIP list for exclusive direct booking discounts and deals. That's how you build repeat guest relationships other than actually hosting really great stays and fill your calendar with zero platform fees. Now we need payments, money, guest agreements. Let's talk about money, cash payments, and protecting your payments. If you want to take credit card payments, you're going to need what's called a merchant account. That's Stripe, Square, or your PMS's processor. I prefer to use my own. There's tons out there, and your bank probably offers one as well. But here's my pro tip. I prefer sending an invoice for ACH or bank transfer payments. Now, why do I like to do that? Because with credit cards, guests can always do a chargeback. In hospitality, there's a lot of friendly fraud. That's when someone does a stay, they just want a little money back because they overspent on vacation, and then they say your house is dirty, and then their credit card company gives them all of their money back. I've seen it happen plenty of times. It's happened to me. That's why I take steps to protect myself. So you don't want to put yourself in that situation unless you absolutely have to. I like to do ACH payments because when you do ACH, you're in control. The fees are lower and refunds happen on your terms. But if you need to take credit card payments, there's a couple of things you can do to protect yourself. Always have the guest sign a vacation rental agreement. You can use DocuSign or PandaDoc and collect a valid government ID. That protects you a little bit more from disputes and damages. So actually setting up a merchant account doesn't take a lot of time. You could set it up within a day. There's usually some verification process that goes on that takes 24 to 48 hours. Assuming you're a US citizen or a resident and you have a tax ID. If you don't have a tax ID and you're from Canada, for example, you will want what's called an ITIN number so that you can actually apply for a merchant service in the United States. But you will need a tax ID. You will need to verify your identity. And that's pretty much all you need to get a merchant account, assuming you have a clean background, because they do a minor background check when you apply for one. But once you have the merchant account, you're free to collect money. Yay, money. Okay, now on to the pretty stuff, designing and polishing the website. We need to make the website look good. If web design isn't your thing, it's okay. Hire someone on Fiverr or Upwork for under $100. Clean up your layout, add your logo, make it pop. You now have a direct booking site, fully functional, safe, and professional for under $200 total. Well, more like $500 if you're counting the WordPress subscription, but still much cheaper than the $5,000 to $10,000 a professional web designer will charge you. Not saying that their website isn't going to be a lot better than this one, but if you're tight on cash and your rental's not cash flowing what you'd like it to, it's better to do the quick and dirty way. Figure it out yourself with this framework, just to see if this is something that you're going to like to do. I think it's all you need. And if you are willing to spend a little bit of time on YouTube tutorials and a little bit of time learning, this is a lot cheaper. And if you get good at this and you can update it yourself, you're not at the mercy of another company who will charge you hosting fees and maintenance fees just to make simple updates. So how are you going to market this bad boy or bad girl? Well, marketing and SEO, right? Once you're live, you need to promote it. Share your new link with your past guests through MailChimp or your email marketing client, family, and friends. Post it on Facebook, post it on Instagram. If you have TikTok, DM it to people there. Add local content like restaurants, the favorite places to eat, events, concerts, hidden gems, theme parks, national parks, state parks, beaches, anything fun, because optimized pages can actually rank for long tail search terms. Assuming you're not familiar with the term long tail search terms, it's essentially if you live in St. Augustine, for example, and you're trying to market your place to guests in St. Augustine, you'd put best things to do around St. Augustine, and then you'd write all about that, post a lot of pictures about it, and actually be helpful so that not only your guests will use it as a point of reference when they travel, you may get indexed by ChatGPT, by Google, and complete strangers will find your website based on the post that you wrote. So this is a whole art in itself, and content marketing is a whole another segment that I'll go into. But when you start to build this website and you're doing content marketing, that's what's going to help strangers find it organically without you having to run pay-per-click through Google AdWords or through Facebook marketing, Meta. And it's incredibly powerful. I power my business on organic search, and it does take over a year to be good at it. So it's something that if you're trying to play this direct booking game for your real estate business, you're going to have to read up on search engine optimization. ChatGPT can actually give you a pretty good primer if you want to know what SEO is and how it relates to vacation rentals. You can ask ChatGPT, you can Google search it, but it's a whole different practice that you're going to have to get good at if you want to rank organically. There is a little bit of strategy there, but once you get good at it, you'll drive organic traffic without having to pay per click or per impression, which is where the real money is. So that's not in the scope of this episode, but just know that you will have to do a little research about search engine optimization and how you can leverage it for your vacation rental business. But that's how you're going to promote it organically without paying for clicks or impressions. So why are we bothering setting up a website? Well, with the whole 15% new host only fee, think about it this way. Every direct booking saves you 15% in Airbnb platform fees. That's pure profit back in your pocket. Yes, there is legwork setting up a website. Yes, there's different things we need to do that you don't have to do with Airbnb, but 15%, that's the margin, the profit margin for a whole business. Imagine adding 15% margin even to half of your bookings. That's a huge deal. And every direct booking saves you that service fee. So you are going to want to get to at least 65% direct bookings in 3 or 4 years' time. It's not going to be overnight. So getting direct bookings, it's not like I set up this website and the next month I have 3 or 4 direct bookings. It's really not that easy. And this is more of a 2 to 3 year long-term strategy, but it's a difference between having an independent business and you're not building your house on what is essentially rented land. Because if Airbnb does another price increase, just imagine what that's going to do to your profit margins. It's terrible. So you want to get as many direct bookings as you can, so you can have more independence from the platforms who want to charge you all of these fees. It's like paying the toll when you go on the expressway. You have to pay it to play the game. Well, you want to reduce the amount of tolls you pay, right? So think of it as that, and it's worth investing the energy and the resources to attempt this and to do it well. So to be clear, getting direct bookings is not easy, and this is going to take work. It's not passive income. It's not something you set it and forget it. You pay a fee, you set up a site, and it's going to just bring you all of this traffic. It doesn't work that way. It never did. No business can just set up a website and build it and people will come. It just doesn't work that way. But once you put the effort into it, you're going to see 3 bookings in the next 6 months come direct, then 6, then 12, then 20. So it has an exponential effect when you have the proper tactics and strategies behind it. And a lot of that comes from email marketing, promoting it on all of your social platforms, word of mouth and referral traffic. But then once you add the SEO in there, you have a full independent and viable business. And if you ever one day want to exit the vacation rental business, it makes your business that much more valuable, because you're not just selling a property, you're selling a whole business that has an attached marketing engine to it. And that's what makes this worth all the time you're putting into it. And that's it, your quick and dirty direct booking website set up. If this episode helped you, share it with another host who needs to keep more of their revenue. And if you want my help setting up your pricing strategy or working with dynamic pricing tools, just contact me. My info will be in the show notes. Let's make sure your rates are dialed in and your calendar's full. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Vacation Home Help Podcast. And until next time, keep hosting smart, keep growing. Every day you play the game, you're getting better and better. Talk to you soon, friends. Take care.